AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is in Panama for the Summit of the Americas. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports expectations have been raised following the greeting between Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro.
The leaders in this 35-nation summit were welcomed by President Juan Carlos Varela at ceremonies in Panama City's picturesque Old Town. We're told Obama and Castro greeted each other briefly beforehand. Then we saw them watch the ceremonies three seats apart. More detailed discussion between the two is expected in the next day's summit sessions in a symbolic warming after 50 years of frozen ties.
Funeral services are scheduled for today for Walter Scott, the black motorist shot by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, a week ago. Video made by a witness has been seen around the world and resulted in the rapid firing and filing of charges against the officer. A train derailment forces 30 people from their homes in a 1.5-mile radius in rural South Carolina. Emergency management spokesman Derek Becker.
What has us concerned at this moment is that one of the overturned tankers was carrying anhydrous ammonia. However, we cannot confirm that it has leaked. We don't know that it leaked. We don't believe it's leaked at this point.
There were no injuries in the derailment, and authorities are not sure how many cars were actually in that train. People who live in the small town of Fairdale, Illinois, may get a chance to go home today to check the damage caused by a tornado that killed two women. Nearby Rochelle was also hit. Janet Andrus says she knows her home is okay.
Actually, our house wasn't really damaged that much. It was the trees around our property that got it. We were just blessed because we don't know what saved our house.
Police say the people of Fairdale, a town of about 150, should be able to get back into their neighborhoods sometime today. This is AP Radio News. Three students, two with handguns, the other with an unidentified device, have been arrested after causing a lockdown at a Denver middle school. No one was hurt. School safety chief Michael Eaton.
Folks came to us, informed us of the situation, and then we went and we responded with the Denver Police Department. How that all occurred, where the weapon was, I don't have those details, and quite frankly, they're still part of that investigation process.
Police say other students reported the boys to officials. A car left running in an attached garage emitted deadly carbon monoxide fumes that filled a residence in Queens, New York, killing four elderly people. Bodies were discovered when a relative went to check on them because they had not answered the phone. 19 innings. That's how long it took the Boston Red Sox to beat the Yankees 6-5 in New York. The game, which started last night, ended after 2 a.m. Eastern time this morning. It was also interrupted by a 12-minute power outage in the 12th inning. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.